This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Dory Nutt. Today on the Sundial Writers' Corner, we feature Joyce Billingsley, who has transitioned from being a community columnist for the Huntsville Times to being a Sundial contributor. She passes on a disturbing incident from a cruise on the high seas.
Tea on the Queen. Every day at 3 o'clock sharp, tea is served in the Queen's room on the Cunard liner Queen Mary II. Bill and I presented ourselves, eager to experience some of the grandeur she purports to provide. Where else would you expect to enjoy the epitome of old-world elegance and luxury on the high seas? The room is a tasteful display of finery with life-size paintings on the walls of Her Majesty, gowned in splendor, at different stages of her life. There are blue velvet bucket chairs, comfortably clustered around small tables, and a string quartet playing minuets on the dance floor. Waiters mingle to seat us in their efforts to make this an experience to remember. But wait, where are the silver trays with tea services, and the tiered cake stands that are so much a part of this very British custom? No matter, here comes a server carrying a giant aluminum industrial-sized teapot. His sullen expression doesn't change as he goes from table to table. Now we wait for sandwiches, delivered by another server on the far side of the room. He has an enormous metal tray and comes close to tipping it over as he treads on people's toes and clips ladies' hairdos trying to maneuver between them. He doesn't look up, and it's a haphazard job negotiating the tables. Our tea is getting cold, and I doubt he'll get to us at all. Then an aproned pastry chef appears with scones straight out of the oven on a giant baking sheet. She's on our side, so we have a much better chance of getting a scone than a sandwich. Eventually, she makes it to our table, but doesn't have the basic accompaniments. We wait while her assistant rushes around the room, dropping off jam and cream pots without finesse. Queen Mary appears to be watching the goings-on, and I fear she's not amused. One empty teacup later, I'm gagging, trying to swallow the scone. Where's the teapot man when you need him? Maybe I can catch his eye if he'll just look up for a second. As I fret over this, the cake waiter makes his entrance. Yet another enormous platter, balanced precariously, makes its way into the mob of harassed tea-timers. It takes forever for each table to pick their choice of three kinds of cake. We at last get our chance, but I still need tea before I can contemplate more food. I wonder how tea turned into a free-for-all of anxious passengers all bidding for attention. What would Her Majesty think of this lack of gentility? In future, I'll skip it and save my tea times for home, where I know I can do it better.
Joyce Billingsley started writing family tales after her parents passed away, so their stories would last forever. Then she continued writing as she had memories of her own to share. You can hear this and other Sundial Writers' works online. Just click on the Sundial Writers' Corner tab of the WLRH.org webpage. You can hear the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday at 9, right here on WLRH 89.3 Huntsville.